All the big, big names in tournament fighting came to Bruce because they wanted to refine their skills. Joe Louis, Bob Wall, Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris is probably the greatest kicker I've ever seen.
Chuck Norris is unbelievable.
Bruce didn't really want to teach beginners, per se. He did have some, of course, in his own schools. But he took the top martial artists, and he felt he could make them better.
One more time, Dan. You don't get it. We're moving to something else. Now, you're going to get it? That's the way he would teach.
He knew a lot. He taught me Kung Fu.
Joe Louis was highly influenced by Bruce Lee.
But Joe Louis was a world champion when he met Bruce. But it was a lot more of Bruce being the instructor to Joe.
I don't think he had boxing hands until he met Bruce Lee. But his sidekick is phenomenal.
Joe would throw 1,000 sidekicks a day, you know.
Hey, listen, Joe Louis, in today's world, you know, he would have learned all that shit and been, you know, just as bad as he was back in the day.
Bruce didn't think point karate, point martial arts competition was valuable at all. And I totally disagreed with him. Bruce watched it but didn't believe in it. He always advocated full contact sparring.
Bruce Lee looked at all of that and said, this is not martial arts. This is nonsense. Let's get rid of these rules.
I respect that he didn't feel like he wanted to compete because it wasn't real combat.
Because he says, you're not fighting for yourself. You're not expressing yourself. You're fighting for the judges, the referee, the rules.
Now, what's the reality of combat? The reality is there's someone there who wants to beat you down.
He said, to learn to swim, you cannot swim on land. You got to get in the water. To learn to fight, you got to fight.